This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This country has been seized by multinational groups that use corruption to control populations, and studying different intelligence operations, just back when I was a teenager, I thought it was interesting. I learned about Zbigniew Brzezinski and the books he wrote about how they controlled organized crime and how they even used sex trafficking and things to control people. I mean that's a well-known thing. But it's the trafficking of children. And you realize that it's like the sick club to show you're an anti-human scumbag, to show that you're a selfish piece of crap, to show that you're twisted and evil. And so a lot of folks reportedly aren't even into it, but they just know it's like fraternities where you got to have sex with a goat or something. It's just 1,000 times worse. So they corrupt you. They have pictures of you with a goat. That's how they think that they can trust you. That's how they compromise people. You should just be compromised by not wanting to destroy your family name and fearing God. Plus, who wants to do that stuff anyways? There's a short segment, long segment coming up with Craig Sawyer. Again, TV host, weapons expert, counterterrorism expert, federal officer, former Navy SEAL. If you just joined us, we were getting into your just descent into researching the child kidnapping rings, all the rest of it. The media trying to deny it even existed. Since then, the deputy pope's been busted for reportedly kidnapping and trafficking 100 kids. There's just arrests everywhere. But as you said, the last time you were on, it just always ends with the bust, tied up in the courts, and then you just never hear about it again. The missing link is getting media that will actually cover it.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man, as a decent citizen just wanting to see, you know, justice done. It's frustrating not to see it talked about. I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of people hammering Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and others, saying, please have Sawman on or somebody that does what he does. Talk about it. They won't. But, and I don't think they're allowed to. I know they're good people. Those two guys are good guys, but I don't think they're allowed to be honest with you. Look at Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, and his son, and what their outlook is. I mean, and those are the most conservative of the mainstream news outlet owners. So, man, I don't have much hope of the mainstream coming on board and telling the American public what's really going on in that sense, and unless they lose so much credibility and so much revenue that eventually they're just the complete laughing stock of the public and they're forced to admit it and address it. But right now they're still trying to hold out. They refuse to talk about it.
Oh, so, I've seen no exaggeration, 50 articles or more just the last 6 months going, Alex Jones is making it up that there's all these busts, or Trump's not, there's not increased arrest of pedophiles. And then I go read actual FBI site numbers. It's exploded. I mean, you see it all over local news, hundreds here, 50 there, all these arrests, people with all these little kids. And I know you're now in part of these busts, able to document it. It's going to be shown soon. But I mean, it's happening. They're trying to deny it.
Yeah, well, when people don't believe what they hear, you have to show them. So what we're going to do is just walk them through. Okay, you know, I know it's hard to believe, but here you go. And we're going to walk them through. They're going to hear from law enforcement, the perps themselves, the surviving victims, witnesses, family members, and they're going to see arrests. They're going to see us extracting children if that part of it can happen before we button this thing up. Arrest of the perpetrators by our team. So we've got ground operations coming up that are going to be very powerful and have multiple aspects of benefit to them. So,
are you hinting that people are getting tipped off because you're about to move against people and suddenly they're gone?
No, because I think our stealth and the way that we do what we're doing, we're very careful about that. So we haven't had that so much, but we have had officials or organizations that weren't inclined really to do their job kind of stall and drag their feet, and we've kind of just had to move away from them. So it's been an interesting journey for sure.
Well, and you had all the sabotage of even trying to get funding too.
Yep. And that's one thing that we can really get a boost from. If we can rally a little bit more, we've got a chance to go internationally. And what a lot of Americans don't know is that the American male specifically is the biggest client or driver of the industry.
That's right. Stay right there. We're going to come back and talk about that straight ahead. Truly sickening. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcast going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, earlier we said that Antifa or ISIS will be the main suspects in the derailment in Washington State that's killed quite a few people and injured more than 80 as it came down onto I-5 and crashed down into the highway. A true disaster. Well, now we learn that in that very town, Antifa were camped out on the tracks, that in other surrounding areas, law enforcement had done raids on them in the last week trying to stop them. We now know on their own websites they had said that they'd carry out attacks, they videotaped the attacks and called for more attacks and were training others. And now the FBI is reporting and Amtrak is reporting, as well as the Associated Press, that it looks like a track obstruction is what caused the train to jump off the track. Yeah, a big telltale was it was in a major city. See, 99% of it's going to be in rural areas on that route. But notice it's right there where a lazy meth head could just come up and obstruct the tracks. So, boom. This just went from them being the prime suspects to we'll see if media tries to cover this up now. When you got a group in the area that's done it, says they're going to do it, and then they're saying it's an obstruction of the track, well, they're looking at that. This is getting really bad. Craig Sawyer, any other comments on that before we get back into the film Contraland?
Well, on the Antifa thing and then this train track, I'd like to be a fly on the wall in some of these meetings and listen to some of the news anchors on the mainstream news media and see if any of them care, if any of them get it, that they're refusing to tell the truth about that which is beneficial for their own country. They're actually part of the problem by giving Antifa a break and by spinning this and trying to make it look somehow okay. This is not okay. This is terrorism. We should all denounce it, including our mainstream news media outlets and anchors. So I'm personally curious as to what they think. Do they think they're somehow doing something good by giving terrorists a break against their own family and friends? It doesn't make sense to me.
And I noticed the literature of Antifa and Al-Qaeda when it comes to sabotage is basically identical. So ISIS or Al-Qaeda or somebody could have done this too. And, you know, it could have been naturally occurring. A lot of the tracks are old, but they've been trying to update the tracks that have faster trains on them. And, again, a slow train hits something, it's not going to be as dramatic as a fast train. What idiots. We're going to stop fracking, so let's derail a passenger train.
Well, I suppose they'd rather give the money to our enemies overseas, over in the Middle East, so that let's keep giving them trillions of dollars so they can spin up and bomb us with more sophisticated weapons. It's silly to see what it is that they choose to undermine.
Got cars and smartphones, and they bitch about an industrial civilization. We're one of the cleanest industrial countries in the world.
Well, there's a lot of disinformation, and that's why you've got these misguided youth. You know, they're the victims, unwitting victims of a propaganda and false rhetoric campaign, and an effective one.
Let's get into, again, the groundbreaking film that you just had the idea, I guess, a year ago. You've gone out, you've done it, all your credible law enforcement and intelligence agency contacts. We told people the Hollywood pedophile and rape scandal was coming. Now that's coming out. We told everybody about what's happening in Europe. Record bust. As good people just decide to move forward. It's not just Trump. He's just given part of a green light. He's surrounded. But just everybody just moves forward, knowing we're being blocked, but thinking if we bust enough of them or expose enough of them, it'll cause a chain reaction. I think we've started that chain reaction. A film like this that would then create a series, I believe, where we're not just, you know, cops, what you going to do when they come for you, bust winos or whatever, or, you know, pull over drunks, but actually go after pedophiles and things. Tell us more about the film, some of the things you're working on, and how folks can help fund the operation.
Yeah, man. Well, one of the, you know, four aspects that we're about at Vets for Child Rescue is actually extracting the children. I've always said we can't win this war by extracting children, but it is an important part of it, and it's a life-changing event for that child or those children. So we do want to be a part of that, and we've got the opportunity to do that, both in the continental United States and OCONUS as well. Now, internationally, with another org that we're allies with now, Operation Underground Railroad, Tim Ballard, man, he's invited me to go roll with what he calls his jump team, and they go help extract children overseas and free them. So we've got the opportunity to do that. We've got a type of ground operation that I won't describe yet inside the continental United States that we are going to be able to rescue the children. So that's, it just feels amazing. It's just another part of the war, you know. And so that's something that we're very, very excited about. But We've got enough funding to do the basic documentary as it stands, but in order to take the invitations that we've been given on top of what we've done so far, we would need more funding. So I do hope that people of means that want to get behind us.
Sure, like because you're getting the ball rolling. You've gotten the ball rolling, and so you've got to film soon, but again, it's a chain reaction. It's what it's all about.
Yeah. The more funding we have, the more places we can go, the more rescues we can do, the sooner we can start the following series that's going to cover a wider range of scope that we can get to.
And by the way, I'm not made out of money. The reason I gave you $100,000 was I know your credentials. I know that some of the groups you were working with, and I knew that it was important when you were trying to do. And I saw you on PayPal and every other platform being globalist run when you've got multiple TV shows, History Channel, Discovery Channel, you know, your name's on firearms, you're a respected guy, you're a federal marshal, you know, SEAL Team 6 leader, not commander, you don't need to ever talk about it. The point is SEAL Team 6 guy, folks I talk to, you know, Army, you name it, so you're a great guy. So, you know, I check into people. And I watched them for 4 months block you, and I'd only given $10,000. And so, you know, and believe me, my kids, you know, haven't had $10,000 put in their trust fund a piece, you know, in their whole life. And I'm not made out of money, but I just go with my gut. And that's why I gave the $100,000, because, you know, you're a hard charger. You're getting stuff done. And, you know, some people came and visited with me and they said, listen, Underground Railroad, that's a separate group you're working with. You know, they're good guys, but they just free the children. Then it drives up the price. Some of the groups are actually, you know, moving against the people, especially overseas. They think it's killing the people that are involved that'll really shut it down. And I agree with that. And I know some of that's going on now. The problem is that's so super ultra secretive and crazy. I don't even want to know. But I don't think it's immoral to just save the kids themselves and arrest the perps here domestically. I understand we want to get the big kingpins, but they're highly protected. That's how we're going to roll them up, right? But I mean, what's the focus on that?
Yeah, well, I think with us being an NGO like we are and a nonprofit, we've got to start with what we can do and develop momentum and steam. We would like to meet with Ivanka and show her what we've got going on because that's kind of her niche within this administration. So, I think it's a matter of momentum, Alex. You know, we're just getting our feet under us. You said year, no. It's been just April. We founded this in April officially, so it's happening quickly for us. And we're young, but we are deep and powerful as far as connections go. So there's more than one way to fight for your country, Alex. And I don't want to sound like I'm being overly flattering, but genuinely, I'm thankful for your donation. When you stepped up and dropped that $100,000, you did it in good faith. You did not tie any strings to it. There was no requirement on our part to scratch your back in return. And I want people to know that because when I hear people fuss and complain, well, and make accusation. Well, Alex Jones, this or that. I'm like, well, Alex Jones has dropped $100,000 in good faith to help us rescue kids. What have you done? And they don't have any answer for that. So thank you, Alex. And shame on those that
complain. Believe me, brother. I mean, we're all, I've got children. You've got children. I know that, you know, everybody's dealt with the stuff that's out there. And I've got the sources. I know what's going on. And they're just saying, well, we're just focusing on wiping people out. We can get our hands on them overseas. Okay, great. That's wonderful. But no one's done the light shining because all the media is scared. You're an established TV producer with hit TV shows and things. And for those that don't know, you got blocked from being able to put out these on mainstream TV. So it's not the fact that you're new at this. You're established at the light part, at the coverage part, that will be the detonator for the real chain reaction. We get one big show that will actually cover this and wake up America. It's like Uncle Tom's Cabin or The Jungle or any of this. It will cause the chain reaction. Let's talk about the chain reaction when we come back. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You found it. The tip of the spear. And I don't say that like I'm big and bad and tough. It's the opposite. Believe me, I've been dealing with these people a long time. I know how real they are. Most of the stuff I can't talk about on air, they're bad. But the good news is, our God's a lot more powerful than they are. Just like Craig Sawyer said earlier, it's good men and women doing nothing that has allowed us to get to this point. And you just got to stop being intellectual about it. That's what I've done over the years. And just do what's right. And then I'm very intellectual about researching things and what we cover and what we do. I immerse myself in it. And it's very liberating. It's also all-encompassing. It's. I don't want to say possessed, because I'm not possessed, but all I do is think about how things work and how the globalists operate and the patterns. And it gets scary how much you know when you immerse yourself in this. You're not immersed in acting cool or, you know, going to the football game. And I'm not saying all that's a bad thing. I wish I could go back to the way I was, you know, 25 years ago. There's no going back. I'm now rewired to all this stuff. And it's not like I'm wired to see it the way I want to see it. I'm wired the way the globalists operate, how they manipulate people. And we got their number. If we can just get the average person who isn't evil to just start understanding evil does exist historically. And look, it tends to grow at points like a cancer. And we got a case of cancer. It's operable. But good Lord, we got to admit it's operable. We have to admit we have it to fix it. Craig, but I appreciate you joining us today and the rest of the segment we have, just recapping any of the, I mean, I know you can't talk about a lot of the details, but it's very exciting. No one can doubt now there's a worldwide move against the pedophiles. There's an understanding that that's how they're controlling government and major institutions. Sandusky, Sun busted, all these other officials busted, the Catholic Church, Hollywood. It's just getting more and more intense. This is the season of renewal, of overturning the evil, and I just think we're all kind of interconnected spiritually like an invisible internet. They've proven that's there. It's how ducks fly south, you know, for the winter. Humans have that same thing as well, and all of us are just being led to fight this and so many other evils on the same front because we knew that evil grew to a certain point that despite how comfortable we were, we had to activate or it was about to truly take over, which Hillary was planning to do.
Yeah, man. Boy, we dodged a bullet there. And I do believe that we experienced a supernatural intervention when we avoided Hillary Clinton taking over, because I think she was on short final to hand the keys of the kingdom over to the globalists. And here's the United States. Come do with them whatever you want, and it wouldn't have been good for anyone.
Oh, they had admitted authoritarianism to be set up.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, looks, I think we've got to move the ball so far upfield for the positive that it can never be turned around and brought back to the brink of the precipice that we were teetering on in November, literally. And I think education is the key, man. One of the things that we're doing is educating now the youth. We found a local organization that's doing great things with a great curriculum that I want to take national, because what they're doing, Alex, is preparing the children, arming them with that knowledge so that they understand how the predators prey upon them through the internet, through the games, through the iPhones, any smart device. So we've got a federal task force that's got a lot of the high-tech equipment, and the man who actually invented a lot of that technology, who wants to meet you, by the way, they should call me about him, but very powerful stuff. So if we can arm the children, if we can educate them in their school, here's how a predator plays the game. Here's what that icon means. Here's what that game might mean. Here's what all the sugar coating and frosting of that song that lures you into something here's where it can lead so that the children understand and they don't fall victim. Man, an ounce of prevention is worth a fortune. So that's part of what we want to implement as well.
And briefly, let me expand on that. Give people the website, because I know you got a bunch of them. Where do people go to donate to help fund the next phase of the film? And when do we see the first installment?
Okay, it's vetsforchildrescue.org. And if you type that in any search engine, you can even vetsforchildrescue.com. It gets you there as well. So I think you type in anything like that, you'll
find
it.
And by the way, I was told, and again, that's Vets for Child Rescue. Vets, the number 4, childrescue.org. Craig Sawyer is our guest sawman. Let me expand on that. I was told when 50 Shades of Grey came out that it was being pushed by Hollywood insiders, by Hollywood folks, to get women into bondage who were never into it so that statistically they could pick and choose the targets they wanted when they finally tie a woman up or a man up and then ship them off. And then now we know, it's come out in the news, that women think they're part of this and they're being killed, they're being tortured. Again, anything Hollywood's pitching is, like you said, a lure into a culture that's just a higher level to take you down into the basement, basically. So it's not just stuff to target children. They have things to target men. They have things to target gay men. They have all these formulas to basically set up their next group of slaves.
Yes, sir. It's a war against our culture, Alex, and a systematic breakdown of the moral integrity that made the United States so strong and impenetrable by our enemies. So they've set about deliberately targeting that and breaking it down. The family structure is at the very center of that. That's one of the key elements that is under deliberate attack. So, look, if a lot of these children were trained well by their parents and loved and not set loose, they'd be a lot harder to target. So what does the federal government do when it's under the influence of hostiles that want to see family institution broken down? Well, they come up with stupid programs that are counterproductive. They pay women to have children as long as there's no man in the picture. You know, that's harmful, man. That's
they're creating a nation of victims who are all alone.
They're creating it, and half of our country doesn't recognize that giving a little trickle handout to those in the ghetto is not a favor. It's an attack. It's a deliberate manipulation to keep them there. If you love someone, you want to give them a hand.
By the way, LBJ said that because the blacks, I'm not for them being oppressed, but it made them have some businesses that were even more successful than white areas. And they said, we got to break this up. We can't have them having their own areas and their own businesses. They're using their own money to empower themselves. Let's break up their family. I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years is the quote.
Yeah, well, my black friends get it, and they're successful and hardworking, and they don't really carry that burden. But I'd like to see others follow and understand as well. Knowledge is power, man. I think we just need to educate people. And like you were saying earlier, when we drain the swamp, one of the key things that I believe we really need is to have a deliberate public education campaign on exactly what all Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and others have been up to. We need to know. The unwitting half of the American public that still doesn't have any idea.
Oh, we've got to have absolute education about it. We've got to absolutely celebrate that we barely survived it and then recognize that this was like the Nazis or any other sophisticated evil. I mean, this is something we got to recognize because this is sophisticated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the president with his platform, I don't think that it necessarily needs to be him to do it, but he needs to have an educator, a spokesperson that's part of our national television programming, so that American people are shown what's going on. So these traitors and subversives need to be put on trial for their crimes, and when the facts actually are gone through and come out, the American public need to be walked through that.
Well, exactly. Everything the Patriots said 50 years ago would happen and the leftist people took over has now happened. So we know that. Craig Sawyer, thank you so much. Vetsforchildrescue.org. Can't wait to see more as it develops. But like you said, I met you a year ago, but just since April, launching this, you've done so much. So great job. We salute you and thank the audience. I want to thank the audience for their support as well. Without them, there's nothing. We salute you, audience. You're as big a part of this as Craig or anybody else. Thank you. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and celebrate Western culture, and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcast going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Concerns and fears and our analysis, our first approximation was right, it appears. AP, the FBI, Amtrak, early signs indicate an Amtrak train taking its first trip on a new, faster route in Washington State may have hit something before derailing and killing passengers, officials told AP. Now, that shows really smart planning, because if you hit the concrete barrier going 30, 40 miles an hour like a freight train, you're not going to derail, or you're not going to derail spectacularly. You got to be going fast, 80 miles an hour or so to jump. Somebody knew exactly what they were doing, and they did it right there at the edge of a highway to block the highway for maximum sabotage. Now, they may clean this up and try to spin it like Vegas and say it's not a terror attack, but the whole thing looks like, and you got Antifa crawling out of Washington State like cockroaches. There's another one. A U.S. official track obstruction seen as possible cause of train crash near Seattle. So that's the Seattle folks that don't like me too much, don't like you too much. There is a real, real evil spirit to these folks. So Amtrak derails on the highway in Washington State, kills at least three people, injures over 80. And you've got Antifa saying they already sabotaged trains in the area. We're going to hit more trains. We're doing training on how to attack trains. And there's their tweet. Here we endorse crimes like pouring concrete on train tracks. We also include a how-to video at bottom of the article. I don't want to show the details. We ought to show part of the video. Washington train sabotage to stop fracking equipment. So there you go. There you go. And they were reportedly camped out in the area trying to physically block the train. And isn't it fitting that they said, hey, we can't derail one of those freight trains that's going 30 miles an hour. We got that new passenger train full of men, women, and children wanting to go through for Christmas time and to the Christmas cruise down Highway 1. Let's derail that. Solidarity with hashtag no DAPL, how to block trains. Yeah, that's been the big thing. They've had a lot of derailments and always get swept under. Matt Dubiel of our wonderful affiliate 1530 WCKG in Chicago. You're nice to let me take over most of this hour, but what do you make of this so far?
It's disgusting. I mean, what kind of a planet do we live on where we've got the most surveillance we've ever had, where people are, and they're not even hiding it. They're tweeting about it in plain sight. And then they're allowed to carry these things out, and nobody, I mean, obviously we're speculating, you're speculating, there's no proof yet, but if it walks like a duck, smells like a duck, and acts like a duck, chances are it's a duck, and we know that there's chatter that's listened to by the NSA and the CIA. Why aren't they keeping track of these terrorist organizations?
Exactly, they're online, they're saying they're gonna do it, they're training, they're showing how they did it. Exactly.
It's borderline. I mean, if this were organized crime, if this were the mafia talking about gambling and prostitution rings, they would have rounded up all the places that said, oh, well, they said they were going to do this, and all these things came to pass. Here these organizations are actually saying what they're going to do.
In public.
I mean,
the mafia sneaks around running whores, okay, or whatever. They're, like, publicly saying they're going to do it.
The hubris of these groups, their leadership, and their financiers is... it's got to be reined in, because we know where this money comes from. We know who's spearheading this stuff, and yet they're allowed to do it freely. It's like watching a movie with a supervillain, like the one with Samuel Jackson, where he's crashing trains, him and Bruce Willis, Unbreakable. The guy is crashing trains, and nobody knows who it is, except in this real-life movie, we know who's financing it. We know where the money's coming from. We know exactly who's on board with it, and it's allowed to happen.
Well, they were so emboldened by Obama, because you have the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, saying, go block roads, take over, Trump's evil. You've got them all saying, day of rage, overthrow the government, new announcements of instant action, and all the rest of this. I mean, they're building up towards something big, and I think they're probing with this to see if they can have the media cover it up and, whatever. I mean, this all points towards an Antifa-type event.
Alex, so this is the same world where we have a bunch of the liberal media that says that our president, when he wasn't the president, said something, which is questionable, about grabbing somebody by the you-know-what, and then they say that means he's a sexist or he's an abuser. Now we have Antifa, and you showed it, and your staff showed it, they've actually tweeted, here's how you create damage that could kill people and create havoc.
Well, I said, here's where we did it. Here's where we blocked trains at the port. But they were going slow from the ports, so they didn't derail. They went out, and apparently the evidence points towards it, at a high-speed rail on the maiden voyage. They wanted something spectacular. They were sick of just blocking the trains for a few hours while engineers show up. You know, they have those trucks that drive on the rails, you know, that come off a spur and fix it with jackhammers. They didn't want that. I know this is my family's worked in the railroads. No, they didn't want that. They wanted spectacular on the maiden voyage. They got it, didn't they?
Is that Twitter account still active and live today? The
Absolutely.
Antifa Twitter account?
Yeah, they just pulled it off itsgoingdown.org, but it's still on their Twitter.
But they actually have a live and active Twitter feed. Hey, Jack, somebody tweet to @Jack. Jack, how can they have a Twitter feed that's active?
They'll ban Roger Stone or ban me for a week. But, then, you know, I mean, let's put them back up there. You know, it's official Antifa. These are the communist saviors. They're allowed to do what they want.
Alex, I'm not a big Twitter guy, but I've been on there since, like, the beginning. I got, like, you know, a few followers or whatever. I tweeted something about Roger Stone being cyber-stalked by Roseanne's ex-husband, and my tweet was censored. My tweet was censored by Twitter, and I didn't say anything bad. This group is actually talking and writing and informing people on how to wreak havoc in the United States of America.
Let's be clear. It's not like, here's how to rob a bank, and they tell you. They rob a bank and then they block the railroad tracks and make a train wreck.
Yeah, right. Even worse. Even worse. And they're allowed to communicate this on the Internet.
Oh, they only spent it, too. When Antifa had guns out last weekend threatening Owen and not letting him get to an event and hitting him with clubs, they went, oh, you're anti-Second Amendment? It's not Second Amendment to go use guns to block a legal person. Just like it's not free speech to say, here's how we sabotage the train. Now we want you to go kill a bunch of people. Saying, let's go kill people is not free speech. And here's what it means. It means we're going to come after them. Because let me tell you something, I'm done.
Yeah, well, I would be great if the FBI would focus on this. Where's the FBI?
They're too busy arresting Amish that sell cheese to their neighbors.
I laugh, but I mean, it's true. They really are. I mean, this is what passes for justice in America. This is why it's so important. You know, I was watching you and Craig talk, and he said 50% don't know what's going on. It's more than that. There's many of people that even think the way that we think that don't really understand the damage that has been done for not just the last 8 years, but the last 25 years.
Exactly. People ask, how can America be the biggest consumer of pedophilia, biggest consumer of porn, the biggest consumer of drugs, all of it? It's because for anything that's really good metaphysically, hermetically, anything that's really good, history showed, evil comes to that. So evil is drawn to good to take it over. So we were so good, that's why it's like the Ragnarok. It's the yin-yang. It's all happening here.
It's The other fallacy is that the bad guy doesn't always wear the black hat. The bad guy isn't always who you think the bad guy is. In fact, the bad guy pretends to be the good guy a lot of times.
He always
and that's
does.
What people have. Exactly. They don't just stand there and say, we're going to do bad stuff. They hide. They masquerade as good people. And that's what you're seeing, especially with this trafficking stuff. It's really terrible. It's disgusting.
All right, brother. Stay there. We've got more to cover on the other side with Matt Dubiel, 1530 a.m. in Chicago. We got family in Chicago or in Chicago. Tell them to tune in. And please, we have free shipping store-wide. This is the last day to order at InfoWarsStore.com to guarantee that you get shipments before Christmas, and we need the funding, plus they're great products, so thank you all for your support. Get some fluoride-free toothpaste or other products today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Humanity faces great obstacles. But those obstacles are what will make us great. You know, the transmission continues on with Owen Shore in the War Room here in about 10 minutes, and then we're going to be taking a lot of phone calls throughout the next however many hours. It kicked off at 8 a.m. with David Knight, so we're like 4 hours in, and then another 3 hours, so we're like 7 hours in. So we got 20-plus hours left in global live transmission. Listen. I don't want to get up here and like brag, oh, I gave $100,000 to Craig Sawyer to make his film about the pedophile rings. I just in my gut knew it was the right thing to do. I'm not made out of money. But that's what this whole platform is about, is getting people on air who are doing important things and causing chain reactions. Now, we don't always cause a chain reaction. We rarely do. But when we do, it changes the world. We do all sorts of little things together that change our own personal lives and create an opposition to the globalists. But InfoWars is hated by the New World Order because they can see dozens of chain reactions that have devastated their operations originating from here. And that means you and Matt Dubio and the great crew here and all the other guests and just what we do, the enemy knows that its problems are coming from here. And then thank God we get a Donald Trump there, and then other people pop up. And again, I don't claim to be the perfect saint, but I'm not out to get you. And Donald Trump is going to make mistakes, and he can't even get his they're in political admitting that the bureaucrats are all ignoring what he says. He tells McMaster, don't back ISIS and don't back these groups, and that it's still going on in Syria. And that's a whole other subject I didn't get into, but later I'm going to do a report at 8 o'clock tonight with that when I come in and host a few hours. So what matters is intent and our heart. King David did a lot of bad things as he made mistakes, but he loved God and he didn't mean to be bad. So God said, you're a man of my own heart. And so all I'm saying is just keep moving forward, because yes, we've had big victories, but now the counter assault's going to happen. And it's going to be through that process that we find out who we really are. But we need financial funding. That is the easiest thing people can do, other than sharing articles and videos, to really make sure that we can not just stay where we are, but grow. Because the attempt is to shut us down and kill us. Well, I'm not going to just try to, you know, sit here and roll over or whatever. I'm going to expand in the face of the attack, because as they're destroying us, we're going to be building up so fast. And in the grace of God, it's always happened that way. Our biggest growth spurts come when we're under attack. And we're now in the phase where one more growth spurt or two, there's no turning us back at that point. That's why they're kind of foaming at the mouth. That's why they've got all these TV shows attacking me each week, lying about us. That's why I can't even go out on the street now without being attacked. A lot of folks pat me on the back, but like every 10th person starts screaming and yelling like a demon. Is because this is a revolution against the globalists. So today's the last day to order and get free shipping store-wide. And we'll still have free shipping in a few days, but to get it delivered before Christmas, we definitely have, we got a lot of huge sales. Sometimes we have the biggest sale on this item or that item or even four or five items. But we have the most things for sale at 50% off. It's now more than 80 items at 50% off, more than 10 items at 60% off or more at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling colloidal silver as a loss leader, the highest quality. We're talking $15 less than Whole Foods sells the exact same stuff with another label on it, and they do sell a good variety of it. So if you have Bezos, you buy it for $25. You buy it for us for $9.95. It seems the order of the year is toothpaste, a Super Blue, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It is, we have it for children as well. Thousands of positive reviews for all of those. The mouthwash as well. Highest quality by the folks that make Tom's of Maine, but fortified with all this. That's a great gift from the tree or in the stocking. That's what everybody seems to be buying right now, and that's great. And the massive numbers you're ordering, and it funds some of our operations. But Alpha Power, male and female enhancement, the next level, 50% off. Brain Force, 50% off. Again, just go look at it. Cellforce, 50% off. Secret 12, 50% off. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And those of you that have already decided to shop with us, buying these war bonds, buying this, it's done it. You've changed the world. But now is the next level of the fight. So I salute you. And speaking of that, I don't know how much Matt can get into this right now. Matt Dubiel, who runs 1530 WCKG and the FM station they've got, he's got a plan that's about to be green-lighted right now as we speak to not just the AM covers most of Chicago, the FM part of it, he's 102.3. He's got a plan to cover it all, and it has to do with a name, Trump. So I guess he's ready to talk about it right now. And I don't pay to be on WCKG. But to help the station out and to do this, we have made some investments, and that's what I'm saying. The money coming in here is about warring against the globalists, defending ourselves, and taking care of the great crew and expanding. That's why you can know that we are committed 100%, and here's just another example of what we're doing. Matt, tell folks about Trump Tower.
It's pretty exciting. We got this FM, and as soon as Trump was put into office, things moved very swiftly. So the FCC moved very swiftly and approved us to move our FM to the top of Trump Tower. Now, they could have approved us to move to the top of the Hancock. We could have gone to the top of Willis Tower. Trump Tower is actually just the best location for this frequency. And so I can actually talk about it now. And talking about it, I've been reluctant to talk about it, because the minute we start talking about it, and you've experienced it.
They'll try to sabotage it.
Yeah, and it's going to happen, and I've been trying to kind of muster up some illegal funds and things like that, because they come at you in different ways. We've had a Muslim Islamic group buy up all the property around our AM and try and force us out of where the AM property is.
The stuff that has happened, you wouldn't believe. It seems like I've made it up.
They stripped a bunch of your sponsors. You're a station manager and a guy that'll actually come out in the open. We learn to never even list our affiliates because they harass them. And we just explain, we don't list you because, they understand. We got some huge 50,000 waters and stuff that don't, they get the game. I mean, this is a war. But you've got the courage is the point.
People, people don't realize, and one day I'll tell you about some of the other stuff that's happened this year to me personally, which I'm not going to get into here because it's not about me. So the long and the short of it is we've worked out the arrangement with the Trump Tower. By the way, those people at the Trump Organization have their act together. It wasn't hard to do. I'm actually going to be sending checks to the Trump Organization because we have to lease the tower space at the top of the building, and I have my Christmas list as we move 102.3 to the top of Trump Tower. What that means is 102.3 FM with Real News with David Knight from 8 to 11. By the way, David did an amazing show. If anybody wants to learn about things besides just what's going on, but he talked about taxation and the history of
income
tax.
He's an engineer. He's too smart for talk radio.
I mean, it's like we almost don't deserve this guy. The show was phenomenal. You can learn some things. Your kids can learn some things from these shows. We're going to be broadcasting those shows from the top of Trump Tower. We'll be up there by the end of January, God willing. We got to deal with unions and things. But my Christmas list is I got to buy a control arm for a few thousand dollars. I got to buy an antenna. I got to order that today. So we're going to be ordering all of that equipment to move to the top of Trump Tower.
To be clear, 1530 covers a lot of Chicago, but you're talking about your FM transmitter covers a part of it. This is going to cover all of it. I put up the site map. This is gorgeous. And then we can really hype to all our listeners. Tune into the. Is it going to be the same frequency on top of Trump Tower now?
FM 102.3 will be from the top of Trump Tower. Yeah, but so they'll be able to listen in FM, which is, it's FM talk is kind of a thing reserved for sports and other things. This is going to be pretty groundbreaking.
We're going to be breaking in. So I've already made a donation, which you never asked for, but you have the idea. How do folks get the rest of the equipment you need to have us go from covering part of Chicago to covering all of it?
Anybody that wants to participate in any way can go to Trump1530.com. That's Trump1530.com. Just put in your email address. I'll get back with you personally. It's a skeleton crew here. It's me and two other guys, and one of them is my son that helps us on the weekend. So it's a small group. I'll get back to you personally. Trump1530.com, and it's going to be an exciting 2018.
Man, I tell you, we get a great response from 1530 over the 8 years you've been carrying us, and I know instead of them coming after you, you all folks should back off. You didn't. And because you predate when I stopped saying who our affiliates are. Because they get ratings, they get support. But as long as we say it nationally, man, the eye of Sauron goes, and boy, they come after your butt. Because, they know what they're doing. This is a mafia of slugs, of globalist scum. But Matt Dibiel hasn't given in to them, so we salute you. Folks should support you. And absolutely. So God bless you, Matt. Thank you so much. And I can't wait till you launch your own show, because you're a great talk show host with a few other folks in a roundtable. Because we're wanting to go 20 hours live a day as well. We don't compete with Coast to Coast. They're great folks. So we're going to try to go to midnight every night and come on at 5 a.m. So that's 19 hours a day. So look for big stuff with Matt Dibiel and others. Thank you, Matt.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas to all.
Oh, my gosh. Can't believe you'd actually say that. It's like an act of resistance. 2 + 2 = 4, George Orwell, the modern politically correct, saying Merry Christmas is the act of freedom. They'll freak out. And there's more Christmas songs they're banning, by the way. I never even got to that. Coming up is the War Room. Please spread these live links. Infowars.com/show. It's an act of resistance. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for the support.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching